is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a massive winter storm continues to lash the U.S. East Coast, shutting down all non-emergency travel in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio said at a news conference the storm has exceeded expectations and residents need to be prepared for historic amounts of snow.
At this point of day, 1 to 2 inches per hour should be assumed, which is a very fast accumulation. We're even hearing estimates now of 1 to 3 inches per hour.
De Blasio added that people who do not get off the roads could face arrest. The city has stopped all bus service and all bridges and tunnels are closed. Underground subways are still running, but those above ground have been suspended. A massive winter storm impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeast regions with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing Washington, D.C. Up to 85 million people are in the storm's path, and hundreds of thousands are without power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have what he called clarity on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Saudi Arabia Saturday, Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet to resolve any differences that arise in the first round of UN-sponsored talks.
That is why the ISSG will meet shortly thereafter in order to address any concerns that may or may not come up out of the first meeting, in which we need to try to build some consensus.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. This is VOA News. Vice President Joe Biden stressed the strategic importance of Turkey after a meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu Saturday in Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports, Biden said that both countries have made progress on a number of issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Biden acknowledging Ankara's stance towards the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and Islamic State as equal threats.
In terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups.
Ankara has been strongly criticized by its allies for focusing its military efforts more on the PKK, which is fighting Islamic State in neighboring Iraq. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China. Khamenei told Chinese President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with what he called more independent countries like China because, in his words, Iranians never trusted the West. She is the first head of state from a six-country bloc that negotiated an historic nuclear deal that led to lifting of international sanctions against Tehran to meet with Khamenei. He met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day at the president's residence. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. International Monetary Fund head Christine Lagarde says she believes Europe's refugee crisis is placing the continent's Schengen zone at risk. Lagarde said Saturday at the World Economic Forum in Davos the swelling number of refugees in Europe has pushed the Schengen agreement to a make-or-break point. The Schengen area is comprised of 26 European countries that have mutually decided to eliminate passport and immigration controls at their joint borders. That enables citizens of the zone to travel internationally without any limitations. And an American student detained in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities has been described by his fellow travel partners as a typical tourist. Otto Warmbier was arrested on Friday for unspecified hostile acts. The 21-year-old University of Virginia student was in Pyongyang with the Chinese-based Young Pioneers Tours Company. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.